إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أي عباد الله، أيها المؤمنون، يقول مولانا الكريم في كتابه الكريم في الآية 48 من سورة النساء: لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا. روى غير واحد من علماء التفسير كابن جرير وابن كثير عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال: شرعة أي سبيلا، ومنهاجا أي سنة. وقال أبو العباس محمد بن يزيد المبرد: الشريعة ابتداء الطريق، والمنهاج الطريق المستمر. فالله أعطاكم يا أمة الإسلام سبيلا تسلكونه وسنة تهتدون بها، فما لكم تعدلون عما اختصكم به الله دون غيركم من الأمم وميزكم به، تعدلون إلى طريق غيركم مما أحدثوه وابتدعوه هم لأنفسهم ولم يشرعه الله عز وجل لهم، لم يشرعه الله عز وجل لا لهم ولا لكم، بل لقد قال نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن ذلكم: لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع، حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب تبعتموهم. قالوا: قلنا يا رسول الله، اليهود والنصارى؟ قال: فمن؟ رواه البخاري عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه. وقد أخرج الطبراني من حديث المستورد بن شداد رضي الله تعالى عنه يرفعه إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: لا تترك هذه الأمة شيئا من سنن الأولين حتى تأتيه. ووقع في حديث عبد الله بن عمرو عند الشافعي بسند صحيح: لتركبن سنة من كان قبلكم حلوى ومرها. قال ابن بطال: أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أمته ستتبع المحدثات من الأمور والبدع والأهواء كما وقع للأمم قبلهم، وقد أنذر في أحاديث كثيرة بأن آخر الزمان شر وآخر الناس شر، والساعة لا تقوم إلا على شرار الناس، وأن الدين إنما يبقى قائما عند خاصة من الناس. أيها الناس، إنما تضل هذه الأمة حين أن تضيع موروثها الديني العقدي الذي ورثته عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، والذي كان هو ولا يزال وسيظل سر نجاحها وسبب تقدمها وارتقائها على سائر الأمم. وقد حذرها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أن تحذو حذو غيرها من الأمم أو تقتفي أثراء فيما هو من خصائص دينهم الذي أوحى الله على لهم على نبيهم، كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم لثانية خير رجل في هذه الأمة، لزانية خير هذه الأمة من رجالها بعد نبيها صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا وهو الفاروق عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه، حين أن رآه يحمل قطعة من التوراة التي إن لم تكن كلها فجلها مما أوحاه الله عز وجل، قال له صلى الله عليه وسلم أمتهوكون فيها يا ابن الخطاب؟ والذي نفسي بيده لقد جئتكم بها بيضاء نقية لا تسألوهم عن شيء فيخبروكم بحق فتكذبوا به أو بباطل فتصدقوا به، والذي نفسي بيده لو أن موسى حيا، لو أن موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم كان حيا ما وسعه إلا أن يتبعني، رواه أحمد من مسند جابر بن عبد الله وحسنه الألباني والأرناؤوط والزهيري كما في كتبهم. واستدل ابن عبد البر على ذم القول بالرأي بما أخرجه في جامع ابن وهب عن هشام بن عروة أنه سمع أباه عروة بن الزبير رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول لم يزل أمر بني إسرائيل مستقيما حتى حدث فيهم المولدون أبناء سبايا الأمم فأحدثوا فيهم القول بالرأي وأضلوا بني إسرائيل. قال وكان أبي يعني عروة رضي الله عنه يقول السنن السنن فإن السنن قوام الدين، فكيف بالناس اليوم وهم يأخذون ما لدى القوم لا فيما هو موروث من أنبيائهم حقا بل فيما أحدثه الناس في العبادات والتعامل مع الولاة، تاركين وراءهم ظهريا هدي الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي فيه رضا الله والنصر المأمول. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من سائر الذنوب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الهادي والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد فيا عباد الله، أخرج قاسم بن أصبغ في مصنفه بسند صحيح عن عمر رضي الله عنه أنه قال فساد الدين إذا جاء العلم من قبل الصغير استعصى عليه الكبير، وصلاح الناس إذا جاء العلم من قبل الكبير تابعه عليه الصغير. وقد وسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الصغير بأنه صغير القدر وأنه رجل تافه يتكلم في أمر العامة، يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم سيأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة. قيل وما الرويبضة يا رسول الله؟ قال الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. أخرجه ابن ماجه والحاكم وأحمد والخرائطي في مكارم الأخلاق وصححه الألباني في السلسلة الصحيحة. أتدرون يا عباد الله، أتدرون ما الرويبضة الذي حذر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أفكاره وآرائه وأقواله وتحريضه؟ إنه داعية الفتنة، داعية التشرذم والفرقة، الذي يدعو الأمة إلى الخروج على ولاة أمرها، يدعو العامة لمحاسبة الولاة عن طريق التظاهرات في الشوارع والطرقات وتخريب المرافق العامة والممتلكات. لا يحتكم لا هو ولا من يحرضهم إلى أهل العلم ولا حتى إلى مجرد المنطق والعقل الداعي إلى لزوم التؤدة وعدم الاندفاع والاحتكام إلى الشرع، كما يقول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم، فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلكم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. وقال تعالى: وإذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم، ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يخبرنا عن طائفة المفسدين والمخربين الذين يفرح بهم الخصوم ولا يسلم من شرهم من كان صدق بالنصح لسانه وقلبه لكل مسلم مخموم. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: سيكون في أمتي اختلاف وفرقة، قوم يحسنون القليل ويسيئون الفعل، يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز تراقيهم، يمرقون من الدين مروق السهم من الرمية، لا يرجعون حتى يرتد على فوقه، هم شر الخلق والخليقة، طوبى لمن قتلهم وقتلوه، يدعون إلى كتاب الله وليسوا منه في شيء، من قاتلهم كان أولى بالله منهم. أخرجه أبو داود والحاكم وأحمد وابن ماجه وصححه الألباني في صحيح الجامع والمشكاه. فهل ما يجري الآن في أمة الإسلام يا أمة الإسلام يرضي الملك العلام، أو هل هو مما أوصى به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ هل التدمير والتخريب والشتم والطعن والقذف وإثارة الفوضى والتهكم بولاة الأمر من أمراء وعلماء، هل هذا من الإسلام في شيء؟ سبحانك ربي، هذا بهتان عظيم. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واقرأوا وصايا نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم التي وصاكم بها، فلا والله لا ينصح لكم أحد بمثل ما ينصح لكم به نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم وورثته من علمائكم. ألا فالتفوا حول قادتكم وأرجعوا كل ما يشكل عليكم إلى علمائكم، واعلموا أن ما يصلحكم ليس بالضرورة ما يكون عند غيركم، وإنما هو ما جاء في كتاب ربكم وسنة نبيكم صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله الأطهار وصحابته الأخيار مألئين الراعي والرعية، واجمعهم على السنة السنية والطريقة السوية والملة القويمة المرضية. اللهم أعد إلى البلاد راعيها، ووفقه لإقامة دينها وتحسين دنياها، وانفع به وبإخوانه وأعوانه الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أغثنا في غير ضراء، واجعل ما أغثتنا به نعمة تدفع بها البلواء. اللهم واجعله سقيا رحمة، لا سقيا هدم ولا غرق ولا دمار ولا بلاء. اللهم املأ بها الآبار والسدود والوديان، وسد بها حاجة الإنسان والزرع والحيوان. عباد الله، إن جذب الأرض وغرقها جند من جند الله، لا يدفع إلا بصدق اللجأ إلى الله وكثرة الدعاء والإحسان إلى الضعفة والفقراء. فأروا الله منكم ما يرضيه، واعلموا أن خادم الحرمين الشريفين يحفظه الله قد ندبكم لإقامة صلاة الاستسقاء يوم الاثنين المقبل، فأجيبوا نداء ولي أمركم وفرغوا أنفسكم لما يرضي ربكم وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله، سيد الأولين والآخرين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of this khutbah of today, which is titled by لكل منكم جعلنا شرعة، لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا. To each among you, we have prescribed a law and a clear way. As you heard, we began the khutbah by praising Allah, by khutbah of Hajjah, praising Allah and sending peace and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I said, O believers, O slaves of Allah, your Lord Allah Ta'ala said, لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا. نعم. To each of you, to each among you, meaning all nations, we have prescribed a law and a clear way. A law and a clear way. More than one of the ulama of tafsir have said, the like of Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir, from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he said, shir'atan, meaning sabil or way, wa minhajan, meaning a sunnah that people follow. Abu al-Abbas, Muhammad ibn Yazid al-Mubarrid, one of the scholars of tafsir, he said, Sharia is the beginning of the way, and minhaj is the continuity on this way. So the meaning of Sharia is the sabil or the way, and it is the when you start going on the straight way, straight path. And minhaj, it is the sunnah. And the sunnah is the thing that people follow. And as he said, it is the continuity of the on this way. So you go on this way, the right way, and you continue to be upon it. Allah, O nation of Islam, has given you a way to follow and a sunnah to be guided with. So why do you turn away from this, from what Allah Ta'ala gave you specially for you, and not for any other nations, only for you? You leave that way which Allah Ta'ala distinguished you with to a way of others other than Allah, ways of which they innovated and invented from their own minds. They did not have any guidance from Allah Ta'ala on that, but they have innovated that by their own selves. And Allah Ta'ala did not legislate it, neither for them nor for you. Nor for them, neither for you. But he, Allah Ta'ala, but the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You're going to follow the ways of the people who were before you, the
شبرا بشبر ورشفا بيرشفا وذراعا بذراع one arm by one arm حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب تبعتموهم. Even if they enter through a hole of a desert lizard, you will enter that although it's too small and dirty. They said, the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, are these people the Yahud and Nasara, Jews and Christians? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, then who else? Then who else? Who are the people other than them to be followed? And if you look to the, and this hadith was reported by Bukhari on the 30th of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. When you look to the people today, whether the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Sikhs, the Indians, the Africans, the Asians, they all follow the Yahud and Nasara today. Today, the people who are followed are the Yahud and Nasara only. The fashions, the styles, the business, everything, they follow the Yahud and Nasara. Everybody on this planet today thinks that he is lower than them. Everyone, by the impression that they make through their medias and this. And that's what Rasulullah said. And it is going to continue until the light that Allah Ta'ala put down on this earth disappears and become only the darkness of the Yahud and Nasara. Then they find no light, and then the hour occurs. At-Tabarani reported on the authority of Al-Mustawrid ibn Shaddad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, elevating it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, لا تترك هذه الأمة شيئا من سنن الأولين حتى تأتي. This Ummah, the Ummah of Islam, will not leave anything of what the people who were before them, meaning the Yahud and Nasara, have innovated and brought for them, except that they do it. And in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As that is reported by Imam Shafi'i with the sahih or authentic chain of narration, he said, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ سُنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلِكُمْ حُلْوَهَا وَمُرُّهَا. Look to this detail. You're going to ride over the sunnah of the people before you. Ride over it, meaning you are going to take it as an elevator to elevate you from one place to another, or as a conveyor to convey you from one place to another. That's how you, because you always think that you are lower than them. And he said, حُلْوَى وَمُرَّى. The sweetness of it, and the sour of it, Ibn Battal, one of the scholars, explained Sahih Muslim, is one of the scholars in the pious, of the pious brothers and sisters. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have informed that his ummah will follow the muhdathat and bid'ah and ahwa, the innovations and desires, as it happened to the people before them. People before them did not continue on the ways of their prophets. They found that the ways of their prophets is not sufficient. So they brought things from their own minds. This Ummah will do the same. And he continued to say, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have warned his Ummah and many ahadith that the end of the life is the worst part of it. And the end and the last people who are going to be found at the end of this life are the worst people. and the other would never can exist except to the worst people. And this religion would only remain, would continue remaining. This religion, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote, it will continue existing. But where? With whom? With very limited number of people who are suspicious of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reality. As he called them in other hadith, that they are the Taif al-Mansura and Firq al-Najiyah, the protected people and the guided ones. Ones who are guided. Who they are? Those who, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described them, saying, the ones who are upon what he was upon on that day and his companions. I said then, O people, verily this ummah would only be misled, when they lose what they have inherited from their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Religion and belief, especially belief. Look to the belief of Muslims today. How much difference between it and the others? How much difference? Just yesterday, a sister called me to say that my friend has a Christian neighbor who she visits regularly. And one day, that Christian lady told her, you guys criticize us because we worship the cross. And you say this is an idol. But you guys worship the Kaaba, which is an idol. Of course, this is wrong. But and this Christian woman did not see where the Muslims equal them and follow them and imitate them. It's not by the Kaaba, but if she would have looked to the whole Muslim territories, she will see how many crosses we have. We have too many graves worshipped. Likewise, the cross is worshipped. They come to the cross and ask the cross, Jesus Christ, this. They want things, so they ask the cross. And they ask only one. They have only one cross, which resembles Isa, as they say when he was crucified. But look to how many graves Muslims have. Each grave only resembles and represents the one who's in there buried. That's it. And each lovers of each grave do not go to the other grave, because everyone takes his grave as a god. So they don't go to the other gods. So this is the problem. If the Christians would understand the situation properly, they should follow them. Why? Because they are now ahead before the Christians. Christians are kuffar because they worship a prophet, a messenger. One of the five best messengers. And they are kuffar because of that. But these Muslims who follow thousands and thousands of what they call them awliya, they consider themselves on a better way than those ones. Subhanallah. Now, so we have to be careful. what this ummah has inherited from its prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the secret of success. In the past, when the Sahaba succeeded and conquered all these lands and spread Islam up to France and up to India, from the West France, from the East India. They reach even more. They reach even China. And they spread Islam widely, the proper Islam. And it is going to be the only secret and cause of success today and tomorrow for this Ummah. And it is going to be the cause of the advanced position of this Ummah. Nothing else can provide it for them except this. What is that? It is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other than that, there is no way. They earn oil. They earn money. They open factories. They nationalize scientists, inventors, whatsoever they do. They raise up and erect high towers to the sky, to the clouds, to the moon. Even if they reach the moon or Uranus or whatsoever, yet they are very behind. They are very behind. Simply because they are Ikhwan. We are a creation like every other creation. We are like the dog. We are like the donkey. We are like the lion. We are like the stone. We are like the tree. We are like the sun, the moon. Everything is a creation. And we are a creation. The only difference between human and all other creation is that human can only be successful if they obey the Lord. You know why? Because every other creation obeys the Lord. It's not by reaching the moon. It is not. Because if you think that reaching the moon is an advanced invention or advanced science or technology or intelligence, then you are wrong. Because the moon is closer to the earth than many other planets. So those planets went behind it. So they are more clever than you. It is not that. Intelligence, intellect, and disputation is only by, are you going to be like them, like all these other creations, obey your Lord? They obey the Lord without any messenger sent to them. They just obey. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا لَيُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّي وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. There is nothing in this universe except that it glorifies its Lord, Allah. But you do not know the way that they glorify the Lord. But in reality they do. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ نعم الشمس والقمر يسجدان النجم والشجر يسجدان. نعم شوف سورة النجم. The trees, the stars and the trees prostrate for the Lord. لا مش ياسين النجم. So everything is worshipping Allah. Everything except mankind. And mankind cannot worship Allah unless if they follow their messenger. If they don't follow their messenger, فالرحمن. If they don't follow their messenger, they're not going to be worshiping Allah. They're not going to be worshiping Allah. So He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against following the other nations. Why do we need to follow the stars when we have the moon? Why do we need? Why do we need to follow the moon if we have the sun? Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the real light sent for this world. It is the real light. He gave you the light to the Jannah, to the paradise. So why do you need to go look for candles and الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان. نعم. So we have to be careful of that, and that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from following the nations before us. He warned us that we go and follow them and chase their footsteps. And what is so special on in their religion and truly revealed it to their prophets? Still, we are not allowed. We as Muslims are not allowed to follow what Musa alayhi salam was sent with. Even if we have it in book as it was revealed, yet in this ummah we cannot follow that. We cannot follow what Isa alayhi salam was sent with. We cannot follow what Isa, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. We cannot follow what he came with. We cannot follow what Nuh alayhi salam was sent with. But we have to follow what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. Not because there is anything wrong with those prophets and messengers. No. They are very perfect. We love them all. It is part of our religion in Islam to love all the messengers and prophets. But when Allah Ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He told us to follow Him alone. As He Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَّةٍ. And we have sent you to human or mankind as whole. All of them. And as He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I was sent to the red and black. Red meaning people who have reddish color, whistles, and black who are Africans, and those who are in between, the Arabs. These are the three type of people, either reddish color or black color skin or medium. So he was from the medium color skin, and he said that he was sent to the red and black. So he was sent to all. And as he said, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, there will be no one from this ummah, meaning the people, human, who are alive from his time until the day of resurrection, whatsoever they are, where they are. There will be no one of human or mankind who is alive from that time until the day of resurrection. He is of him. He is not necessarily to see him and meet him, but he is that there is the prophet called Muhammad. And then he does not believe in him, except that, and then he said, whether he is a Jew or Christian, except that Allah will put him in the fire. So, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from what was so special for them and revealed it for them. If we found it as it is, it was revealed, it's still not allowed for us to follow it. And that's what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly said to the second best man of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? As the first one, the first best man ما بلازم أنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أبو بكر one day رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saw عمر cutting a piece of the Torah which may be all of that piece from the revelation or maybe يعني at least most of it from the revelation which was sent to Musa maybe all I don't talk about I'm not talking about the Torah itself but that piece portion that Umar used to carry or Umar had maybe all of what is in that piece of Torah was from the real Torah or at least most of it look to the reaction of Rasulullah when he saw Umar carrying it Umar how come Rasulullah feels that Umar has a doubt it's not possible because Rasulullah told him that the amount of iman that Umar just has made the shaitan who Umar cannot see escape from the way that Umar is in Even the shaitan knows that Umar cannot see him. But he still scares because of the amount of iman that Umar has. But look to this. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to Umar, أَمُتَهَوِّكُونَ فِيهَا يَبْنِ الْخَطَّابِ Do you have doubts? Do you have doubt about what I came with? That's why you carry this Torah to see, to compare, to check. He said, والذي نفسي بيده by the one whom my soul is in his hand لقد جئتكم بها بيضاء نقية I came to you with I approached you with it what is it? The message from Allah بيضاء white نقية clear everyone can see and in another hadith he said the night of it is as clear as the day of it ليلها كنهارها and then he said لا تسألوهم عن شيء يعني اليهود do not ask them meaning the Jews and Christians about anything do not ask them meaning the book of the people of scripture or people of book do not ask them about anything and then they tell you a true news or true information and then you reject it because they are Yahud So don't ask them. Because they might tell you the truth. And you will reject it because they are Yahud. Or they might inform you of a false thing. Tell you a lie. And then you accept it. And then you believe them. And then he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ By the one who my soul is in his hand, If Musa is still alive today, it would not be sufficient for him than to follow me. And this hadith was reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah and authenticated by Albani in Al-Irwa, hadith number 1589. And Sheikh Shu'aib al-Arnaut also authenticated it, or he said that it is good as in Sharh al-Sunnah, Volume 1, page 270. And also, Abu al-Ashbar al-Zuhairi, he also authenticated that in Jami' Bayan al-Ilmi wa Fadli for Ibn Abdul Barr, Volume 2, page 19. So this hadith is very clear and authentic. No one comes to me and say, but. No buts. It is only one way Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave it to you. Ibn Abdul Barr, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, one of the scholars of Morocco in the past, very major scholar at the time of yani Malik and just after the time of Malik. He said in he said in his book, Jami' ibn Wahab, he reported this from Hisham ibn Urwa. Who said that he hears his father Urwa ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Urwa ibn Zubair is the son of Asma, the sister of Aisha. His father Zubair is the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam?
ابن زبير said, Banu Israel were continuing on the straight path until something happened. Until there was people called Al-Mualladun. Who are Mualladun? Mualladun are the people who are born from the female slaves that they have taken from the others. When the Yehud used to go on battles and they arrest war prisoners, amongst them there will be women, they use them. That's the law of Allah Ta'ala to all nations. So they use them, they enjoy them as slaves, female slaves. These female slaves gave birth of people. Here is a benefit, Ikhwan. What does that mean? Those people, those newborn people, are not from the Bani Israel. Although their fathers from Bani Israel, but they carry the tongue, they came between the tongue of Bani Israel and the tongue of the mothers who are not from Bani Israel. So they do not understand the Torah. Exactly like what happened to this Ummah. Now, so these people came and innovated into the religion of Bani Israel. And they brought to them what we call it Al-Ra'i. Al-Ra'i meaning the insight. And theology. They just say, yani, you don't need any proofs or evidences. You just think of yani, anything, if it is yani, reasonable for you, you do it. If it is acceptable for you, you do it. As they say that the halal is what comes in your hand. And the haram is what your hand cannot reach. That's bad. So, they have misguided and misled Bani Israel. But why? Because Bani Israel were too weak. Because they have already objected their prophets and killed many of them. So they are an easy thing to misguide. Very easy to be misled. And he said, and my father used to say, now, this is Hisham is saying, my father, meaning Urwa ibn Zubair, used to say, As-Sunan, he's advising, hold, grasp the Sunnah, فَإِنَّ السُنَّةَ قِوَامُ الدِّينِ, as the Sunnah is the continuity of the deen. So if you want the deen to continue, as it was revealed, take the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. True. Take the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, then I said, so our people today, they always wish to take in what is in the hand of the others. Which is even not from what those others inherited from their prophets. But from what they innovated in their religions. They have innovated in their religions. And worships and dealing with the rulers and scholars. They always like the way of the others. And they have left behind their backs the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's really the tradition. It's not that, yani, it is okay, it is beautiful, but it is not good for this time. What is that? Now, they left behind what is the pleasure of Allah and what is the real victory. The real victory. You cannot win no battle if you don't follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the first part of the khutbah. And then the second part, they began by praising Allah Ta'ala, sending these and blessings upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I said, O slaves of Allah, Qasim ibn Asbar reported in his book Al-Musannaf, in a good way of narration, on the authority of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, that he said, Fasad al-Din, the destruction of the deen is when the knowledge comes from the saghir, the small one, and not in age, not necessarily in age. Truly it is also in age, but not in all cases. But he is
minor, he is very small, he is very little, and his position amongst the ulama, he is nothing. That's what's happening today. Bin Laden, Qarawi, Abu Mus'ab al-Qarawi, what's his name? It's Egyptian with Bin Laden. Dawahiri, Omar Abdul Rahman, Faisal Abdullah, Anwar Awlaki, many names today. Many names. And some not by their individual names, but by their partnership. Like Lashkar Taiba, Jamaat Islami, this. All this is wrong, Ikhwan. It's a deviation to the Ummah. It's a weakness to the Ummah. We all have to come back to the way of Rasulullah and grasp it. That's it. Now, he said, when the knowledge only comes from the way of the youngsters, then the eldest would not take it. It would be very difficult for them because they are eldest. Usually the one who is older than you in age knows more than you. Usually, but not necessarily to be always, because you might study the ilm, but this one is old, he does not study the ilm. But at least even of life, he knows a little bit more than you. Because he gone through many experiences. And then he said, and one can't keep people strong and perfect is when the ilm comes from the eldest. And the youngest follow them. That's how the ilm comes. And here, it does not necessarily mean eldest, youngest in age, as we said. Could be two old men, and one say something and one say other thing. Now here we need to see who the ulama really consider is the alim or greater than the other. Now, you can know that, you can see that. If you can't, then ask the ulama, they tell you. Now, and the Prophet ﷺ has described this youngster, as we said, he's not young only in age, not necessarily to be in age. Could be he's old, but he speaks on tongues of age, of young. He speaks like young. Why? Because youngsters are always pushed by the enthusiasm that they have. They are very enthusiastic. They want to do things fast, quickly. Now, they don't wait. They have no patience. So when the elders do like them, he's even worse. He's even worse. Now, Isa Sallam said that he described this, as we said, small, as al-rajul al-tafih. Al-rajul al-tafih is the one who has no value. People do not look to him. They don't consider him nothing. Now, he said, Isa Sallam said, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّعَةٌ. There will be years or time that comes to the people, and which people, and in these years, deceives people. Meaning, not the years themselves, but because these years are empty of ilm. People, either the ulama have gone, or people do not consider the ulama anything. Like it today. The ulama says something, and an engineer, a medicine doctor, someone who could not graduate from a university, Islamic university, he could not. He failed. They terminate him. They take him as a sheikh. And you see, for example, Ibn Baz said, Ibn Uthaymeen said, Albani said, Sheikh Wasiullah said, Sheikh so and so said. He tells you, Sheikh Faisal Abdullah said. Okay, Faisal Abdullah was terminated from the Jama'ah because he kept failing. He could not pass the exams. How could he be Sheikh? These exams are only on Islam. And he did not. Only on ilm. It wasn't on mathematics, or chemistry, or physics, or science. It was only on ilm of Islam. And he could not pass. Yet he cannot recite any ayah fluently.
How come you say that he's a sheikh? Not only that, but you also say that his statement is more bitter than the statement of one who the whole ummah agreed that he is a alim. The like of Ibn Baz or Uthaymeen or Wasiullah or Wasiullah. Subhanallah. These are the years which are called khadda'at, deceive people. These years, deceive people. Yusaddaqu bi al-kadhib. The liar is taken to be as honest. And they take his statement as clear. And subhanallah, last year I was in the West, somewhere in the West. And a man came to me to yani, debate about the Khawarij and Anwar al-Awlak and this and that. And he never been out of his country. Right? And he was saying to me, look, this Muslim country did this, this Muslim country did that, they don't use the law of Islam, they don't... I said, how come... Even he said here in Saudi Arabia, he said, there is no law of Islam. And I said to him, if you want, I can pay you the ticket. You come with one condition. You either kill someone or steal and see what they do with you. Although I don't encourage, but I kept giving him evidence that he could not believe. I said to him, Akhi, you come and I'll take you. I'll take you to where they assassinate the killer. You come with me, I show you. Last week in Medina there was one assassinating for a man who killed. I said to him, Akhi, executing. I said to him, Akhi, in Saudi Arabia, they don't only execute the killer, even the drug dealer, they execute him. There was in Balad, yeah. So, he said, I said, Akhi, from where you get this news? From where you get this information? He said, from the media. So what media? He said, Western media. I said, subhanAllah. Don't you say that these are liars and this? Why you take from them? Why you take from them? Or you only take what you like? It's a desire. He named some names of TVs, Western TVs. So how come you criticize them and you go to their land and bomb because they are liars and they did and you say that they lie on Allah Ta'ala? But you at the same time take their statement like a revelation. How come? So I said to him, and then anyway, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِي الْخَائِنِ. The untrustworthy person is considered to be trustworthy. And the trustworthy person is considered to be untrustworthy. That's what's happening today. وَيَنْتَقُ فِي الرُّوَيْبِضَ. This is the important part of the hadith to our topic. وَيَنْتَقُ فِيَ الرُّوَيْبِضَ. And the Ruwaybida speaks out in this type of years. They speak. Look at it today. They speak. You go to London, High Square Park, you hear people you never saw them, they just climb up the member and speak. And they speak. You go to the internet, you go to the media today, you see people, who they are. First time you see them. But they speak like if they are the leaders of the ummah. No? So, Isa, when he was asked, who is the Ruwaybida? What do you mean by Ruwaybida? Who is he? He said, الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. He is the person who has no value. He's tafeh. He's stupid. Insignificant. And stupid as well. He doesn't understand the things rightly, but he thinks himself that he's Sheikh al-Islam of his time. Not only that, he speaks in politics like if he's someone who's been in the White House for many years. He's very expert in politics. He doesn't understand nothing. That's the رجل التافه. That's the رويبضة. And what about he speaks and the matters that يعني the affairs of the whole ummah. Look at this. يعني Bin Laden today speaks on behalf of the whole ummah. And he directs the speech to the ummah like he is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Subhanallah. While he knows nothing. He never studied ilm well. He never been into politics. He never been into nothing. Nothing. That's the biggest sheikh of theirs. What about those who are lower than him? And then this hadith was reported by Ibn Majah, Hakim, Ahmad, and Al-Kharaiti in his book Makarim al-Akhlaq, the noble manners, and authenticated by Albani in Silsilat Sahiha, volume 4, hadith 508. Then I said, do you know what is a waibada? Who is the waibada that Rasulullah ﷺ warned us against his thoughts, his beliefs, his sayings and statements, his encouragements? It is the da'i of fitna. That's it. If you want to know him, see anybody who calls for fitna to exist. What do I mean by that? Oh, people, come out, strike, demonstration, this object. What's that? Is this something good to the ummah? It's not going to bring any good to the ummah. Now, he is the da'i of tashardum and furqa, meaning split, and he is the one who caused the ummah to go against their rulers. He is the one who caused the ummah to judge the rulers. That's wondering. They say, look to America, democracy. You just say that America are kuffar and liars and you want to kill them and you want to burn them. And now you say, look to America, democracy. Which way you want to take? We cannot know. He wants to go to Medina, but he direct to Mecca. How come? Mecca and Medina are opposites. One in the north, one in the south. You either go to Medina or you go to Mecca. You cannot tell me I'm going to Medina while you are directing your car to Mecca. So, these people are so foolish, so stupid, they don't understand what they say even. Now, they say that let's go and put down the government. How? Let's go on groups, on folks in the streets, demonstrating. Okay, what do you do? Oh, peaceful demonstration. What are you going to do? Just walk, raise pieces of clothes, written on it, drop the president, drop the minister, drop this. Is this the way Rasulullah ﷺ taught you? Where from you get this? Oh, we saw it in America, mashallah, was wondering. Was good. Number one, once they raised these flags, the president dropped. Show me any president drop. Show me any single president drop. They criticize the others, but they do. We have a joke in Arabic. We have a joke. They say there is a. They say a man came into a market, to a souk, and he said to the people, "You guys are here all day while so and so, who is rich, the very rich man, is distributing money there. Everybody run." And they evacuated the market. He was the only one at the middle of the soup. Then he said, why am I alone here? Isn't it possible that he's distributing money? Could all these people run for a lie? Let me run after them. And he ran after them. So he made the lie. He fabricated the lie. And at the end he believed it. These people do the same thing. They fabricate the news and then they believe it. Subhanallah. So they say, let's go out. And then they go out, destroy the environment, everything. Public facilities, private properties, they burn cars, they burn tires, they damage shops, and they steal, and they rob, and they say in the name of Islam. Subhanallah. And neither this one who called them and encouraged them, nor those followers, people of knowledge. They don't accept to go back even just to the common sense. Ya ikhwan, okay. Now, you want to change the president, you want to change the minister, you want to change the law, you want to change the situation, no problem. Are you driving it to the bitter or to the worse now? By destroying the country, by destroying the facilities, are you good? We were suffering of expensive or high prices. Good. Now what you did? You damaged the electric station, power station. Now instead of high bill, we have no power at all. We have no power at all. What better did you give us? What better did you give us, subhanAllah? And the hospital is now without any power. Without any power. And I'm wondering, here in Iran, a couple of years, some of these entered the hospital with their guns and hijacked the hospital. The hospital. And maybe a patient who was suffering of heart problems, here of this, he's going to die. He's going to be scared and die immediately. Now, so, and they don't go back to the Sharia, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 59, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. If you believe in Allah, or you, Allah Ta'ala said, or you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, meaning Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those of you, the Muslims, who are in authority, and if you differ in anything amongst yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon Him. If you believe in Allah, if you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better and more suitable for final determination. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوَ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ. What they do today, immediately they call one of the TV channels. Oh, there is something happening here. Oh, they videotape it by their phones. It's easy today. And they send it through the internet to the medias. See, this government is this, this person did that. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَعَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ اتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. When there comes to them some matters touching public safety or fear, they make it known. And they expose it, they announce it, they declare it among the people. If only they had referred it to the messenger or to those charged with authority among them, the proper investigators would have understood it from them directly. Now, had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, you would have followed the shaitan, save a few of you. Now, once any matter of fear or safety comes to their ears, they spread it. Is this the way? This is not the way, akhi. He should wait. He should keep silent. He should only raise it to the people of authority. They will know how to deal with it. Whether they are rulers or scholars. And our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us and informing us about the people who always destroy and they never do anything good. Those whom the enemies be happy of their existence. Only the enemies feel happy of the existence of such type of people. And their evil is not even withdrawn from the one, their brother, who is honest in his tongue, whose heart is very free of any hatred towards them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّةِ اخْتِلَابٌ وَفُرْقَةٌ. There will be in my ummah a differing and dispute. And then he told us what is the cause of that. He said, قَوْمٌ يُحْسِنُونَ الْقَلِيلِ. People who know or who يعني, can do only little of good things. Only little. وَيُسِيئُونَ الْفِعْلِ. So, يحسنون القيل. قوم يحسنون القيل. They can, يعني they are good in speech. All those da'is of fitna, when you listen to them, you say, wow. What good people, يعني what good speakers they are. Speak very fluently and very nice. As Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم described, قوم يحسنون القيل ويسيئون الفعل. They are very perfect in sayings. But in actions, they are very bad. يقرؤون القرآن, and they recite the Quran. Don't يعني, take me wrong, don't think that they are kuffar, any Christians or Jews or Buddhists or Hindus. No. يقرؤون القرآن more than any others. They recite the Quran all the time. لا يجاوز تراقيهم. But this recitation does not go up that other than their upper bone of chest. Their throat. It does not leave that place. Meaning Allah does not accept it from them. يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من رميه. They come through the, يعني out of religion as the arrow goes out of the, يعني, the hunt. As fast as that. And then one important thing the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يرجعون حتى يرتد على فوقه. They cannot come back to the religion until this arrow comes back to the bow. How can it goes back out of the hunt? How come? It cannot. It cannot come out of the hand and leave the hand say yani as it was before. It cannot. It's already damaged. Now, and this is because they only do that thinking that they are the best people. Now, and then Rasulullah said and described them who they are. He said, "Hum sharrul khalqi wal khaliqa." They are the worst of the creation. طُوبَى لِمَنْ قَتَلَهُمْ وَقَتَلُوهُمْ. Tuba is a tree in the Jannah. So a tree in the Jannah is guaranteed for the one who kills them or the one who they kill. It's an encouragement for us to go and fight them. Because whether you kill them or you are killed, you're going to have that tree. And when you have a tree in the Jannah, you have the Jannah. Cannot be honor in one place and the what you own is in another place. يدعون إلى كتاب الله وليس منه في شيء. They call to the book of Allah, the Sharia of Allah. We want to implement the Sharia, but as the Prophet ﷺ said, they are not from it. They are not from the book of Allah. They are not the people who can follow the book of Allah because they don't follow it. Allah called them, as you hear in the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, refer it back to the Messenger. As in the other ayah also in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 83. Refer it back to the Messenger or to the people of authority. But they don't. They say no. Not to who? You say no to who? To Allah? Subhanallah. من قاتلهم كان أولى بالله منهم. Who fights them has more right with Allah than them. And this hadith was reported by Abu Dawood, Al-Hakim, Ahmad ibn Majah, and authenticated by Albani in Sahih Al-Jami', hadith number 3668, as well as in Mishkat al-Masabih, hadith number 3543. And then I asked a question, I said, Ummah of Islam, is what happening today, to the Ummah of Islam, is something that Al-Malik Al-Allam, Allah, accepts? Is it something that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised? Definitely no. Destruction. Cursing. Insulting. Speaking of evil. Causing fitna all around. Causing a mess in the countries. Disrespecting the rulers and the scholars. Is this from Islam? Glory be you, O my Lord. This is a great, great falseness. So I fear Allah, slaves of Allah, and read the advices of your Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he advised you. By Allah, there will be no one can give you a better advice than your Prophet and your scholars who are the inheritors of your Prophet. So surround them. Surround your rulers, people of authority, the Muslims, from amongst the Muslims. And refer everything that has a doubt to you, that you doubt, refer it back to the ulama. Everything that you don't understand, refer it back to the ulama. And know that not everything can be good to the others necessarily can be good to you. It is only the Quran, the book of your Lord, and the Sunnah of your Prophet is the thing that can be good for you. That is the only thing. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and upon his family and his companions. And then I supplicated that Allah Ta'ala gather the Ummah together, the rulers and the people. And by that we ended up the khutbah. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If there is any question, you can raise it now. From the internet you can raise your hand. Now. These people who speak in private about the rulers are of two types. Either that they are scholars, so they are discussing between them, between the scholars, what's happening in the affairs of the Muslims, and they discuss how to correct it and this, how to advise. This is something good, and this is the proper way. But if these people who are speaking in private are neither that they are people of authority nor that they are people of knowledge, so they just only either criticizing or they just finding funny to speak, which is all wrong. Okay, which is all wrong. Already here? No, it's, I don't know. Isn't it going to be late? Let me call Abdullah then. Abdullah can go. Call Abdullah to come first. Huh? Tell him to come. No. He's not attending the class. You're attending. Now, so this other type of people are people who can't do nothing. So why they are speaking? Except that they are people of fitna. That's the whole thing. Now, Allahu A'lam. There is a question from the, sister, you can send your question. We have answered that to you. But here's the question. Say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah reward you. Ameen. And you and all the brothers and sisters. When we do our ad'iya before going to bed, and we leave our bed and get back in it later, do we repeat everything or just one in particular? Now, when you go back, you don't need to repeat the dua for going for bed. It's only one time at first when you go to the bed first. That's the only time when you do the dua for the for going to bed. But if you awake at night, you better when you awake, you better say Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا بعد ما أماتنا وإليه النشور, and then you go perform wudu and do two rak'at and ask Allah whatsoever thing you want, it will be granted to you inshallah, and then you go to bed. Now, there is a question from Anit. But I pass your question quickly. Say, Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I make hijrah while my sister and her 5 kids need me to help her watch the kids? She has no husband. Wallahi, she herself need to migrate with the kids because she has more valid reason to migrate than you, because she has the kids herself plus the kids, because the kids are going to be raised up in that society, and the kids will pick from them what can be risky for them. So if she doesn't want to migrate, and she loves to migrate, you migrate. Any question here regarding the topic? Right. Hassan is saying, if someone swears not to commit a sin, but by his weakness falls into the sin, what is the expiation, and what if this person falls into the sin more than once? Barakallahu fiik. Wallahi, if he, when he repents, he is honest and sincere, and he blames themselves and feel sorry for that, then inshallah he's in a good way. But if he intends tomorrow to do it, or whenever it is possible for him to do it, he's going to do it, then this is not repentance. This is not repentance. This is a sin more than it repentance from a sin. Wallahu a'lam. Another question. I will take this as last question, and then we go to the durus inshallah. Naam, sugar. Sugar and rice, go ahead. Sugar and rice, say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shaykh, may Allah reward you, ameen, and you too. My question is it normal to feel very disturbed and very annoyed around people of Ahlul Bidah? Yes, of course. like the Ash'aris, Takfiris, Shias. I cannot be around them in the same place, like university class or Quran class. Is it normal or kind of phobia? It is a normal phobia. It is a normal phobia. It is normal for sure. Now, if there is a bad gases, is it normal for you to escape and put on a mask or not? It is normal. So this is because of the inshallah ta'ala pure iman in your heart. That's why you feel that you cannot stay where these people are, even if they don't speak. May Allah ta'ala keep you and all of us on such a thing of feeling inshallah ta'ala regarding these people of bid'ah and also people of kufr. Maybe some people feel so annoyed when they see Ash'aris, Shias, but when they see Christians and Jews and Hindus, they are okay. And they sit to them and they speak to them and laugh to them and eat with them and enjoy with them. And that's also another problem. Now, how do we handle it? We handle it of three ways. If you are somebody who has ilm and you can give da'wah to them, then you have to do. You have to be, although you hate it. Rasulullah ﷺ hated the mushrikeen. But nah? So you give da'wah. And when you give them da'wah, you don't give them with a very angry face. They will not accept from you. Nah? If you are not somebody who's with ilm, then you are a common person, normal person. If you can escape from the place, then you have to escape from the place. Because Allah Ta'ala won't us sitting with the people who speak evil about Allah, that the curse of Allah comes with that place. Don't sit with them, as Allah Ta'ala said. If you are a common person, but you cannot leave the place, it's the classroom in the university, as the questioner said. So how come you leave the classroom in the university? How come? And then how you...
Congratulations, you won.
You cannot fulfill your studies and get the certificate. You won. So in this case, you sit, but you stay away from them, and you keep yourself busy with anything other than looking to them or speaking to them or listening to their speech. Keep yourself busy away from them. Wallahu a'lam. Right. Na'khudh inshallah durus. We said last question that type. Sajid, you send your question, but after the dars inshallah we're going to read it. Send your question, Akh Sajid. Naam, bil Tawheed. Did Abdullah come? Huh? That's what I said, So, خلاص. We can manage it, inshallah. طيب, تفضل. أي صفحة؟